Guys, good morning. This is Dr. Mohammad Firoz Alam. Today I would like to talk about The Age of Chivalry is Gone by Edmund Burke. Burke was a believer in law and order and all that contributes to the preservation of law and order he admired. He was equally a lover of liberty and he saw in the French Revolution a threat to law and order and to liberty throughout the European world, as well as in his beloved England, too. He saw the revolution's leaders use abstract theories to produce chaos and bloodshed in the name of liberty, and the sight led him to continue his advocacy of slow change in government and equally slow change in the bounds of liberty. He was particularly struck by the mistreatment of the French royal family during the revolution, as he was impressed by what he termed the serene patience with which Marie Antoinette, the Queen of France, endured her mistreatment. In writing about her and her fate, he says, he would have expected 10,000 Frenchmen to have leaped to her defense with their swords if she had been even looked at insulting. But he remarks, under quote, "The age of chivalry is gone, that of sophisters, economists, and calculators has succeeded, and the glory of Europe is extinguished for ever. Never, never more shall we behold that generous loyalty to rank and sex, that proud submission, that dignified obedience, that subordination of the heart which kept alive, even in servitude itself, the spirit of an exalted freedom, the unbought grace of life, the chief defense of nations, the nurse of manly sentiment and heroic enterprise is gone. It is gone, that sensibility of principle, that chastity of honor, which felt a stain like a wound, which inspired courage, whilst it mitigated ferocity, which enabled whatever it touched and under which bias itself lost half its evil by losing all its grossness." My dear friend, have you noticed that it is highly poetic and didactic and lessonsome for all of us? But it is very interesting to know about Edmund Burke and his writing. This quotation is from Edmund Burke's reflection on the revolution in France. Burke took a disapproving attitude to the revolution, which was not necessarily what would have been expected of. The basic reason for this is that Burke was a conservative. He was skeptical about the ability of people to create a perfect world and was more willing to trust the idea that centuries of. So, my dear friend, this is my short lecture. And if you people have any kind of problem with regard to my lecture, you can ask me on the WhatsApp and individually you can talk to me. And apart from this, going through the syllabus of BA Part 2, any student who has any kind of problem, you can also ask separately without hesitation. Thank you very much for your patient hearing.